In spring 2021, music got a whole new voice. Heartfelt and heartbroken. Introspective and open. Pop and power. Sweet and sour.
By the time her debut single Driver's License had topped the charts around the world, it became clear that Olivia Rodrigo was a great deal more than just another good singer with a Disney backstory.
But today I drove through the suburbs, crying because you weren't around.
It wasn't long before Olivia hit the UK, topping the single and album charts and making jaw-dropping appearances at the Brit Awards and Glastonbury.
And all the while, her global fame was growing and growing and growing.
And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one.
When Olivia announced her second album, Guts, anticipation was high. Now, second albums can spook some artists, and the graveyard of pop is often littered with casualties.
But as we join Olivia for a Radio 1 live lounge at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, it's clear she's slaying it, going from strength to strength.
Cute.
So we did the Radio 1 live lounge performance in the Masonic Lodge at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which is where we are right now. Which is kind of crazy. A little bit eerie, but I actually feel very at peace. But I actually love it here. I come here often. I think it's like a really beautiful kind of just break from the hustle and bustle of LA. And I come and see movies here all the time. They show movies, and it's just a beautiful place. So I'm happy that we could do it here. I really love the song Vampire. It means a lot to me. I think it helped me sort through a lot of difficult emotions. And on top of that, I think it was a good introduction into the Guts world. I think it's a song that has some similarities to some of the songs on Sour, but is kind of, a step forward into the Guts direction. So I think it was a good first introduction.
Hate to give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built off paper you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. See the parties in the diamond. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. Cause I've made some real big mistakes. But you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me. Oh, bloodsucker, fame fucker, bleeding me dry like a goddamn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? What a mesmerizing, paralyzing, fucked up little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it. And God knows I never will. Some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts is you sunk your teeth into me. Oh, sucker. Bleeding me dry like a goddamn vampire. You said it was true love, but wouldn't that be hard? You can't love anyone, cause that would mean you had a heart. I tried to help you out, now I know that I can't. Cause how you think's the kind of thing I'll never understand. Oh,
goddamn vampire.
I think lots has changed in my songwriting from Sour to Guts. I think I've learned how to take myself a little less seriously. I think Guts is a lot more fun and playful. And just like on a personal craftsmanship level, I think I really learned how to polish a song and perfect it instead of just, you know, writing a song in 20 minutes and recording it and that's what it is, which is kind of what Sour was, which is beautiful. But I think I really sort of sharpened my skills on songwriting with this album, Guts.
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. He argued with me about everything. He had an ego and a temper and a wandering eye. He said he's 6'2" and I'm like,
dude, nice try.
But he was so much fun and he had such weird friends. And he would take us out to parties and the night would never end. Another song, another club, another bar, another dance. And when he said something wrong,
he just blamed his friends.
Some nights when I'm feeling depressed, still I remember every time you made a pass on my friend. Do I love him? Do I hate him? It's up and down. If I had to choose, I would say it right now.
I'll again.
throw them in the trash, cause I miss the way he kisses and the way he made me laugh. Yeah, I pour my little heart out, but as I'm hitting send, I picture all the faces of my disappointed friends, because everyone knew that guy was missing a screw. He said I was the only girl, but that just wasn't the truth. And when I told him how he hurt me, he told me I was tripping. But I am my father's daughter, so maybe I could fix him.
You know, I think with both That Idea Right and Get Him Back, me and my producer Dan were really like obsessed with these sort of talky verses, like almost like rapped. Actually, I was listening to a lot of rap while I was making this record, which, you know, my record's not rap at all, but I was just so inspired by, you know, hip hop music. And so, yeah, that's kind of what happened. And I think, you know, That Idea Right was the first song we sort of wrote with those cadences, and then Get 'Em Back was sort of written with that in mind. But yeah, I think it's a fun thing to explore on the album, kind of a different vocal performance.
Haven't heard from you in a couple of months, but I'm out right now and I'm all fucked up, and you're calling my phone, you're all alone, and I'm sensing some undertones, and I'm right with all my friends, but you're sending me your new address, and I know we're done, I know we're through, but God, when I look at you, my brain goes. Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, bad idea, right? Sing it tonight. Fuck it, it's fine.
Yes, I know that he's my ex. We can't do people reconnect. I only see him as a friend.
The biggest lie I've ever seen.
Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex. We can't do people reconnect. I only see him as a friend.
I just tripped and fell into his bed. Now I'm getting in the car, wrecking all my plans. I know I should stop,
but I can't.
And I told my friends I was asleep, but I never said where.
In his sheets.
Pull up to your place on the second floor, standing, smiling at the door. And I'm sure I've seen much hotter men, but I really can't remember when. It's fine.
how did I discover Noah's music? I actually saw I saw Maisie Peters do a cover of Stick Season. And I thought, those lyrics are really interesting. I wonder who wrote this song. And so I did a deep dive and I found Noah and I discovered all of his music, and I just think he's such an incredible songwriter, such an incredible lyricist, and he inspires me so much. So I was really happy that I got to perform one of his songs today. I think Noah sings so incredibly. I think this song was made for him and I could never top that. But I think I tried to make it my own a little bit. I don't know, put my own flair on it, I guess. I don't know. Noah does not know that I covered his song, so hopefully he likes it. What if he hates it?
As she promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. Memories or something even smoking weed cannot replace. Now I'm terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not. Something good in all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love your mom, and it's the season of sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. It's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. No, that'll have to do. My other half was you, and I hope this pain's just passing through. I doubt it. Yeah, I love Vermont, but it's the season of sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. It's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tired tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half. That'll have to do, have to do.
Driver's license last week, just like we always talked about, cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying cause you weren't around, and you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone.
cause you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kinda feel sorry for them, cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home to you. And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I. You didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street. Red lights, stop signs, I still see your face in the white cars. Front yards, can't drive past the places we used to go to. Cause I still fucking love you, babe. Sidewalks we crossed, I still hear your voice in the traffic. We're laughing over all the noise. God, I'm so blue. No, we're through, but I still fucking love you, babe. And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Cause you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.